Hello and welcome to Fraser 365. Thank you for taking this 56-day journey through the letters of John. No other writer in Scripture highlights the qualities of God's light, love, and life the way John does. These short letters will guide us into a stronger and deeper fellowship with the God who loves to shine His light into our darkness.
Welcome to day 54 of the Letters of John. Today's title is Fellow Workers for the Truth. Alexander McLaren said, "The possessors of the truth are to be workers with the truth." Our text today is 3 John 1, 5-8. Beloved, it is a faithful thing you do in all your efforts for these brothers, strangers as they are, who testified to your love before the church. You will do well to send them on their journey in a manner worthy of God. For they have gone out for the sake of the name, accepting nothing from the Gentiles. Therefore, we ought to support people like these, that we may be fellow workers for the truth. Several scholars have referred to the small book of 3 John as the most personal book in the New Testament. Their reason for this description comes through the personal names John mentions in his third letter. You will notice three men John mentions by name: Gaius, Diotrephes, and Demetrius. While we don't know them personally, John does, and through John's narrative we realize we know people just like them. The first person John describes is Gaius. We gather from John's words that Gaius was a faithful worker in the local church. John wrote, "It is a faithful thing you do in all your efforts for these brothers, who testified to your love for the church." Gaius was a hard worker who gave great efforts on behalf of other people in the church. He served selflessly so that other believers could grow in their walk with the Lord. Other people noticed his faithfulness and testified publicly about his Christian love. We need more people like Gaius in our churches today. Oftentimes, people come to church only for what they can get out of it. Their main focus is on themselves. When they complain, they make statements like, "I didn't get anything out of the service today," or, "I left that church because I didn't get anything out of going." Perhaps they would have gotten more out of church if they had given more to it. They missed out on their blessing because they didn't seek to be a blessing to others. John comes to a significant conclusion in verse 8. He says, "Therefore, we ought to support people like these, that we may be fellow workers for the truth." When we support other people who spread the name of Jesus, we become fellow workers for the truth. Not everyone can go to another city or country and share Jesus. However, those who cannot go can still support those who can. We can pray daily for missionaries, financially support them, host them in our homes, and find ways to encourage them. Every time we support them in any way, we join them as fellow workers for the truth. May the following illustration from God's creation encourage you as you seek to be fellow workers for the truth. Huge redwood trees in California are considered the largest things on earth and the tallest trees in the world. Some of them are 300 feet high and over 2,500 years old. One would think that trees so large would have a tremendous root system reaching down hundreds of feet into the earth. The redwoods actually have a very shallow root system, but they all intertwine. They are locked to each other. When the storms come or the winds blow, the redwoods stand. They are locked to one another. And they don't stand alone, for all the trees support and protect each other. Here are some questions to consider today. How can you support and protect other believers for the sake of the name of Jesus Christ? Who in your local church reminds you of Gaius? How are they a special servant in your church? Why is the unity of God's people essential in our labor for Christ? How does your love and labor interlock for His glory? How How does your selflessness connect with your service to bring honor to His name? Thanks again for joining us. Have a blessed day.